Yes, KO4HKX.
Inhale, KO4CEF.
Ben, I'm free and clear of that.
That whole time, I ain't even made it 3 miles yet. I don't know, everybody's just driving about 20 miles an hour.
Now do over here. Now I'm back up to normal speed.
290, it'll probably start clearing up. But man, it's been bad here lately. I don't know, they're going to have to figure out something, kind of like what they did with, what is it, Highway 14 down there on 85? Reached out really far, so you had this long exit to get to. Same way they did with, like, Wade Hampton and stuff, where you just got a really long exit.
Backing up onto the interstate.
And Bill, the worse it gets.
This morning, by the time they get done with 85, it'll be time to turn around and start over again, because they didn't put enough in there for the expansion.
And they're throwing up neighborhoods everywhere, so I just don't think 85 can handle it, even at three lanes.
You know, White Horse is the same way. They got neighborhood after neighborhood going in, or apartment complexes, and but they ain't doing nothing to the road.
And right, it'll be time to turn around and do it all over again, and new construction projects that take 4 or 5 years.
Isn't that quick?
I'm being optimistic.
And this afternoon?
I think I'm good today. I got through Spanish class, was the only thing I had going on, and I think I get to go home and relax for a little while. I think the boys, I think they've got something going on at church, so me and the wife will have a few hours alone, eat some supper that they won't like. It's usually what we do.
Yeah, well, I'll be at the house by myself this evening, and the wife's going to church, and the son doesn't live there anymore.
Work done. Charles, been picking up any?
Up a little bit. Nothing to write home about, but it's definitely better than it has been.
Hopefully things will settle down before long, but I don't know. We never really have settled that better, but I think it's just trying to fool themselves.
Well, somebody, anyway.
The grocery shopping or buy gas and not realize that it's still a thing.
The rate of inflation has slowed down a little bit, but the inflation's still there.
Somebody what?
Tells out a little bit. Maybe it'll give people a chance to get used to it and cope with it and go on from there.
Article yesterday, I kept thinking it was an old article. And it was talking about Ford F-250s and Super Duties and how Ford still cannot keep up with production, that basically everything they're building is sold. I mean, I know dealers order stuff and put it on their lots. So I don't know. I don't understand that concept at all for Ford, because, I mean, there's plenty of Super Duties out there.
Listening to one of the CarEdge podcasts, or webcast, YouTube, whatever you want to call them, I believe it was yesterday, and they were talking about Stellantis, and they had something like 6,000 days worth of trucks on the lots. Supply trucks, and here it is getting ready to switch over to 2025, and they don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, same videos, and I swear it, even though they're talking it up, it sure don't seem like it. I mean, it just don't seem like prices are moving at all.
Well, I go into the Chrysler place tomorrow, and they said they've had several salesmen have to leave so they can find another job, and then the technicians have been running out of work, you know, by 1, 2 o'clock.
So look how much you're charging for, I mean, even used vehicles just still are not moving. I mean, the prices are not coming down. I use that CarEdge website. You go look at prices of trucks, and you'll see where, you know, they were a certain price, and then they went up during the whole thing where nobody could get any cars, and then they come back down just a little bit, and they're just really not dropping prices of anything yet.
Any real incentive on them to move them either. You know, you're not seeing big push on 0% interest and so much money cash back and all this other stuff. You're just not seeing it, or I haven't anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and the bad part is the price difference between used and new is not that good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like everything on the market is really premium. And for the most part, I don't even want a top-end truck. I just want just a generic truck. About the biggest thing I care for is air conditioner and a backup camera. That would be nice to have. But other than that, I don't need all the other bells and whistles.
With power windows, power door locks, and heat and AC.
For sale probably last week or week before last, and it had manual windows in it. It was an F-250 or 350, had manual windows in it. I was, you know, very tempted to go look at something like that, because, I mean, I love power windows, don't get me wrong, but just something about that, just having old manual windows, I was really surprised to see that in a Super Duty.
Even the XL now comes with power windows.
It's been a year or two old because, you know, my search is like 20, maybe 2018 to 2023, like that five-year range where, you know, the truck should be old enough to come down in price, but new enough to where I can still get plenty of years out of it.
It would be an oddity to have to, this younger generation sit there and watch them try to figure out how to get the window up and down.
Fun to watch.
In the other video the other day where a guy was customizing an old 60-something Chevy truck, and it had manual windows in it, and he kept the manual windows, but he turned that into the switch to make the window go up and down. All you did was just move it just a little bit up or down to work the window.
I keep kind of the old touch, but newer technology.
Put two micro switches in it, one up, one down, and there you go.
That's the way to do it, KO4CF. Could have sworn I heard another contact in there.
For HKX. Yeah, I've been hearing something like that several times today, but I'm just breaking the squelch, and then that's it. But I don't know. But I'm up here north of Traveler's Rest now, where 290 comes back out on 25. The road's as dry as can be. The blue sky again.
Yeah, they're like, well, not weird. You know, it's actually normal for this area. But the way the storms hit and miss and go below you and everything else is just crazy.
And you know they changed the Skywarn repeater frequency, didn't you?
Because as soon as you said it was hailing, I flipped over to Skywarn and it was just dead quiet. So I guess I need to figure out what the new frequency is.
147.135 with a DCS tone of 311.
Pull that one out. Program that into both radios because this time of year I definitely like to stay, you know, listening to Skywarn every time you get a bad thunderstorm rolling through.
To listen to it roll through as it moves through. Just something to do.
People crazy enough to get out in it and kind of report on conditions. And if they see a funnel cloud or something, you'll know about it.
But then earlier, it was so dark you couldn't see a funnel cloud. Are you lucky to see the cars in front of you?
Like this. People to live up in the mountains or in the, you know, kind of the whatever this little area is in the upstate. And, you know, you got enough hills where you don't have to worry about big tornadoes and stuff to get out west.
They can still get in here, though. But the mountains shield a lot of that off of us. But they bring their other problems up.
Oh, that, but I don't. I'm kind of curious. I wonder what the biggest tornado we've had around here. Cause, you know, they get those, what, F4 or 5s that are just enormous and just destroy everything in their path. We usually don't see that around here. And I think the hills and mountains have a lot to do with that. Cause, you know, tornadoes can't move up and down.
I don't know. You're going to have to look that one up.
By the time I close these next 3 months, I'll know. Suffer since you're All by yourself?
No.
Bowl of cereal or something.
Something, but ain't no telling. The wife may have picked something this morning before she left and put it in the refrigerator for me.
Off the a bridge on 26, and I guess they had a, you know, it's probably bad through here. Car went up past the guardrail and was over where the pylons are of the bridge on the far right side.
So they don't slow down when it's storming like that. I had people flying by me without the storm I just went through. Like they were just going to drive through it like it's nothing.
You got to slow down and take your time a little bit.
That is trying to come in, but they've been doing that all day today.
And it's definitely breaking the squelch, but I mean, it could be something on the repeater side. Who knows? But I don't know.
This morning, there was another moron. He wasn't being vulgar, but he didn't know what his call signs were.
Yeah, I'd heard somebody on the radio, I don't know, it could have been weeks ago, and I didn't catch the call sign. I don't remember if they threw it out there to begin with. And I had to stop and ask them for the call sign, cause, you know, technically you're not supposed to talk to somebody that's not licensed. You know, it's even on us to do that. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
Now we're trying to talk this morning after everybody else had cleared out, and he kept butting in. So, wouldn't give a call sign, but he just jumped in with something stupid.
I got better things to do at 6:30, 7 in the morning.
I can at least try to carry on an intelligent conversation so we can get woke up and start the day off right instead of just being a nuisance.
Yeah, one more cup of coffee and then get started on the radio.
People out there, that they live for that. Live to see how much of a nuisance they can be.
For those people, because, man, I got stuck in that traffic and I turned it on. It took all of a minute before I turned it right back off. It was like, nah, not going to do it. Not going to listen to that.
I listen to mine a little bit, but if it gets vulgar or nasty, I generally just turn the volume down and go on.
It flipped it right back off. You know, just, I don't know. Part of me is just thinking about going ahead and taking the CB antenna off of it and just sticking with the 10 meters. I mean, at the end of the day, I'd still be able to hear the CB if I wanted to. I just wouldn't be able to talk on it, which, I'll be honest, ain't most half the time worth talking about on there.
They went back to using it for road information when you were traveling, or, you know, storms like that coming up, and give people a heads up, but you can't do that anymore. Like I said, somebody's got to ruin it.
Yeah, there's still plenty of guys that try. You know, they kind of use it for that reason, but, you know, just a second later, there's some moron on there saying something they don't need to, so I don't know. Well, Patrick, I done pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be safe on the rest of your trip home, and hopefully we'll holler at you either in the morning or sometime this week when I get back.
You have a good evening, and maybe we'll catch you in the morning. If not, you have a great weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Great, Patrick. KO4, see ya. I'll be clear.